We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Go Blue with Stu podcast. I'm your host, Stuart Douglas. As always, with me is editor of the Wolverine, Chris Ballas. How's it going?
Doing great, Stu. Honored, man.
Yeah. No, it's you and me go way back. It's fun to have this podcast and talk with, people who were firing questions at me in the locker room. It makes me relive the old days. I just had a talk with Rod Beard for an article. Mark Snyder's always giving me shit online on Twitter. So I appreciate you coming on. It's fun to see some old familiar faces.
Yeah, and covering you with facial hair now, when it was high school, man.
I know, crazy. Right?
We go back to high school when you were lighting it up at the camp and making threes from half court and earning your scholarship. And I think you were the first offeree, weren't you, for John Beilein?
One of them anyway. Yeah, Cronin might have been, but, it helped.
Okay.
It helped that Ben was 7 foot tall. So I think
there you have it.
Yeah, that was an easy one for Coach B. But, what a hell of a recruiting class. It's funny to think about. Going back and thinking about where it all started, and it's like, people thought Zach and I were walk-ons,
right?
Where we are now,
it's want to talk about a lack of fanfare. It's like, who the hell is this guy? I'm like, hey, we're just reporting here, man. But
I know.
But we knew, but we'd heard what you guys were doing at the camp, and I saw Novak play like 3 or 4 times, and we're talking to Brian Townsend about him, man. And it's like, man, we already know about this kid. Leave us alone. And it turns out that you guys changed the culture of that program, so it's fantastic. I love seeing the jersey back there and the memories. I think it's only fitting that we're on here, man. Michigan State coming up on Saturday, you hit that big shot down there. So, and you'll be back, right?
We'll be back this weekend. I think Zach will be there. I know Stauskas, Spike will be there. They'll be honored in the 13 team. I don't know if everyone's been back together in, the beginning 5 or 6 years of the Beilein era, if they've been back together like that. So it'll be fun to see. It'll be fun to experience. I've never gone to a game at Chrysler. Never gone to a
really?
Game. Yeah, never sat in the stands there for a game.
Wow.
For a men's game. And so, it'll be a cool taking it all in. I still haven't seen all the renovations. I remember hearing about all of them.
That's crazy.
And seeing all of it. And I haven't seen all that or walked through it. So it'll be cool. But the environment, I'm expecting a good environment. Michigan State game. I know they've been down. I want to ask you about it because you came out, I think it was Tuesday, with the column and titled "Time for Michigan Basketball to Do More, Say Less." And so, it sounds like a lot of us where we believe in this team and the talent, but we're tired of seeing the same kind of losses. And this team seems like they're losing games. They're not being beat.
Yeah, that's the problem. And when you're that tight and you've got to figure out a way to win close games. And I think there's a stat out there, the 4 years previous to Juwan, they were 13-6 and won possession games against top competition or something like that. Now they're like 3-10. And, two things about that. Number one, John Beilein's a Hall of Fame coach, right? And he was there for 35 years and he's seen it all. He had great talent on some of those teams. There's no question about it. You had guys like Jordan Poole. You had guys like Trey Burke, obviously. Yeah. Number two, this is a young team, for Juwan Howard, and he's got a hand that he was dealt where he had a couple guys leave earlier than he thought, kind of like John Beilein did and 16 and all that. And even after Jordan Poole and Ignas Brazdeikis left early, and then you lose your point guard. So you basically got one point guard on the roster. So everybody's like, well, why can't you close games? Well, that's part of it. Okay. There's no question about it when you don't when you don't have a guy that's been in that position and you've got a true freshman out there in Doug McDaniel, who I think will be really good, that's going to hurt. At the same time, it's those mental lapses. And one thing that John Beilein always used to tell you guys is that, you know what, it might not be the possession at the end that loses you the game. It might be one of those in the middle or at the beginning of the game. You have to value everything. And when you see guys making the same mistakes over and over again, one guy playing man defense when everybody else is playing zone, or one guy not getting back on defense, then you're scratching your head and you're saying, this is bullshit. This needs to stop. And we're at this point in the season now where you can't be making these mistakes anymore. And where's the accountability? Especially when you got the antics going on with the ski masks. You know what? I'm sounding like the old guy here. This is Boomer Hour here on the Stu Douglas Show. Yeah. But you know what? If you're going to talk the talk, then you better walk the walk. And that's something they haven't been able to do. It's fun to be a villain like a Bill Laimbeer, probably before your time, when you're winning. Yeah. But you know what? You just kind of, it looks kind of buffoonish when you don't. So that's kind of where I stand on it.
This is my one thing. And I'm fine with, antics if you're going to back it up. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to rip Hunter for talking with the crowd or putting the mask on, because like it keeps him engaged, and he said that as much, and I think he takes basketball very seriously. But I want him to translate that into being a monster, like go out and demand the ball in the second half of that Wisconsin game. I think they just kind of ran the offense. It was a lot of pick and roll offense in the second half, and I think Hunter took three shots, missed all of them, and had like what, four free throws or something like that.
Yeah,
you gotta be, if you're gonna do that, go get the ball. If you're gonna steal a win, it's gonna be on your shoulders. The All-American, the oldest player on the team, captain, like you go get it. And I think there's been a weird regress with him where he was demanding the ball more last year. Even his freshman year, I think he was demanding the ball more.
Yes. Yep.
So I think I don't know what's going on there, but they just have this like untapped potential there. And I think it does kind of start with Hunter on the court. I know that, guys like Jet are going to make defensive mistakes. Even Kobe's learning, and he's one of their best defenders. Doug is still learning. Like even Terrence is still learning out there in his first major role in his first 3 years. So it's a learning experience, but, it is that give and take. It's some on the coach and it's some on the players, right? Like I know Juwan's telling them the right thing, but the players have to take it in and be serious. And at the same time, Juwan has to then turn around and be like, okay, are they taking it in? So it's this constant cycle. But right. I think it does start with Hunter. And I'm fine with the antics, but go be a monster then. Like you want to talk it, like go, if you go 8 for 25, fine, you tried. Like you gave it your all, being, what you've talked about, So I don't know. It's I want to see him like really dig deep and just go crazy.
Dominate. Yeah. And we know that he can. We saw it his freshman year. He's missed more buckets around the hoop this year than I think he did his freshman year. And of course, he's getting more attention, but to one of your points, it's funny what you said. You know how Wisconsin is with their back cuts and their picks and, the ball punches and everything else. But you've got to be dialed in that whole game. It was like a layup drill early in that game. And you know what? And they had gone over that in practice. It was funny because somebody that was at one of their warm-ups or their walkthrough said they practiced one of those sets and one, you know, 15 times knowing it was coming. And five times, you know what, Wisconsin sets a pick, somebody's open and they score. So how do you blame the coaches for that? At some point, these kids have to lock in and say, hey, you know, we got to do what they're telling us to do. So sure. At the same time, there needs to be accountability. And there was a game earlier in the year, I think it was Northwestern, when Jet Howard came out and had a terrible turnover, walked back on defense, and he sat for 10 minutes. And they pulled away. I think they won by 15 on the road, which was a huge win for them. So you need that accountability too. Somebody from the Athletics said, you know, it was an assistant coach from a different team who said, I don't know if it's that Jet's not willing or he's unable to defend, but he doesn't defend. And you know what? I think it's more unwilling at times when you see him out there, because we've seen when he's willing, he can do some decent things out there, but you got to be locked in and there's got to be accountability when that happens. So it's still a work in progress, which is disappointing because there is talent on this team. And I think there's enough to get to the tournament, but it looks like now we're going to be covering an NIT if that, unless they turn it around here miraculously here, Stu.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, it is. You know, when you get to a team like Wisconsin, and when we played Northwestern, it was like constant cuts and unique screens and reads, and you weren't comfortable with it until you were a junior, but really very comfortable with it when you were a senior. Like, all right, if me and Zach are going to be defending these two guys coming together for the screen, we know all the different reads, and I know Zach knows it, and I know it, and you get it done. All it takes is one guy forgetting or messing it up, one young guy who hasn't experienced it quite yet. So I think they've looked better. Like, their switching on the perimeter has been so much better in the last month. Like, night and day better. They've just been so much cleaner, been communicating more. So yeah, it does. It goes back and forth where it's like, okay, we know that Juwan's showing them the sets, but then you got to give them a little leeway to learn. But then also we got to win now. So like, what's the point if we're just constantly learning? So it's this weird kind of combo of how to judge this team. It's very difficult to kind of figure out. I'm just kind of trying to sit back. I just want to see them improve every day.
And
the thing now is these close games, and IU was disappointing, obviously, with what was it, one field goal in the last 8 minutes. Wisconsin was like not much better in the last 10 minutes, and Wisconsin didn't have any field goals in the last 10 minutes, and they still beat Michigan. And it's now closing games. Like, they've gotten close to it, but they're not closing games. I feel like if this season was 50 games long, they would finally figure it out, you know?
Right.
So it's that experience here. But I think, you know, that gives them a shot at the tournament. I think if they can close out the last five games, they can go 4-1. I think it's possible, but I also think that Big Ten tournament is just sitting right there for them to take it, you know, if they want it, you know, if they're going to stay focused the entire time.
Yeah, 1.5% chance, I think, somebody gave them of winning the Big Ten tournament. Is that right? Man, that seems low, you know, one of those betting sites, because there's not that one team that's going to produce good, but we've seen they're beatable, right? They go to Northwestern, they lose. Michigan could have beaten them without Jet Howard. So they're beatable.
Yeah.
It takes, you know what, as long as you're not playing Wednesday, which it looks like they're not going to be, you know, if you get four good matchups, we've seen that Michigan can play with anybody, Virginia, North Carolina, you know, Kentucky, all these one possession games. Unfortunately, there's that other end of it too, where they play down to their competition, the Ohio's, the Central Michigans. And that's really the reason that they're not on the NCAA tournament bubble right now. They let those games get away and they are playing better. There's no question about it. They're starting to get it. But to your point about Wisconsin, I don't think you guys beat them like what, one time? And I think it was your senior year when when Novak said, told Trey, he said, man, I've never beat these guys. Go out and help me beat these guys. And
yeah,
and you did. So that's a tough matchup. It was. But at the same time, you can't give up 15 offensive rebounds to a team that comes in 349th in the country in offensive rebound percentage. That's an effort thing. And that should not happen, especially when you're fighting for your NCAA tournament life. I think Indiana kind of took the wind out of their sails a little bit, but you've got to be able to rebound. And, you know, I remember one of Beeline's teams losing to Ohio State, and then you're thinking, okay, season's over. They come back, they crush Michigan State, and they go on a tear where they get to the Sweet 16. So you got to be able to put it behind you. They don't have that mentality yet, and I'm not sure that they have the one guy, right, where you can rely on to go get his shot, you know, at the end of those games. You know, I think they want it to be Kobe Bufkin or, like you said, man, yeah, Hunter Dickinson. Demand that ball, and I don't care where you are or who's on you. Take that shot because you're the guy that we want taking that shot.
Yeah, and it was the IU game. They set that ball screen for Kobe the last play, and he didn't even look at the rim. I think he, like, got kind of outside the paint, and his back was to the rim. And I was like, dang, if he was just a year older, he'd have taken that shot. He'd have turned back around, did a spin move, gotten Trey Galloway on his left shoulder, did a little fadeaway, and hit that shot. And it's kind of, you know, one of those things where they don't know where to turn. And it's, you know, they want to run plays for Jet. But even in that IU game, he had that air ball where he could have curled into the paint and it got a 10-footer. I think it was like the second last possession or something like that. So, like, even he's still learning. And it's like it's this weird combo where, like, these guys are so talented and yet we want to, like, not beat them down, but we're pretty critical on their mistakes. And it's like, dude, I've been there. I mean, they're really good. I was never that good, but, like, I know, like, still the pressure of it with the last 30 seconds and you want to run a play because coach said run the play and you're tight. But then you, like, so then you strangle your talent and your mind and you're like, what happened? And, like, the game's over, the buzzer rings, and you are like, what just happened that last minute? I don't even know. It was a blur and I wasn't even there. So that's where I think, like, Hunter and Terrence, like, they do need that leadership. And I think my team went through that my junior year with Zach and I as the oldest guys, and we eventually figured it out. But it was tough, man. It was tough to, you know, even with that captain logo on you, you still, you know, it's still nice to be a senior captain and be telling freshmen and sophomores what to do. And so, you know, I just wanted them to see some success. I think their big problem is that they didn't have any success. If they would have, like, beaten the Centrals and had stolen a game against, like, North Carolina or something, I feel like this team would be, like, completely different.
Yeah. Yeah. Or at Iowa when you have a 7-point lead with 120 to go.
That
right?
is the most painful one. That was the
it is.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But you've got to learn how to win, right? And even you guys, you know what? It takes, like, one of the two games at Michigan State, the shot you made, you know what? That was the point where, okay, we closed the game and we learned how to win in these tight situations and we know we can do it.
Yeah.
And it just kind of felt like the doubt crept in there when you talk about Indiana. And it's like, all right, because we were up there on press row thinking, who's getting the ball here? You know, who do you want to have the ball? And, you know, I thought it was a well-designed play. I didn't think it was well-executed. Hunter went up there, you know, it didn't get Galloway off of Kobe number one. And so Galloway's still right with him. And, you know, Kobe's thinking, man, I could throw it up. You got Trace Jackson Davis right there. If you're going over the top of him, this guy's been dominating. Are you going to get it over him? Am I going to turn it over? So all these things are going through his head.
Yeah.
And along with all the doubt of all those other games that they've lost so close. And like you said, if they'd gotten one or two of those, then maybe it's a different story. So, and that's why I was hoping, you know, against Wisconsin. And it's a shame, man. You had Will Cheddar going to the line with a chance to tie it. He hasn't played all year and misses a couple of free throws. He can shoot the ball, you know, and he's going to get there, but this is his first taste. So people being critical of him, and I'm like, well, you know what, let's give this kid a chance here. And but more than anything, it's about learning how to win. This is something that this team hasn't done yet, and hopefully, hey, you know what, three tough road games coming up: Rutgers, Indiana, Illinois. If you can figure out a way even to get one of those on the road, man, going into the Big Ten tournament, because I think it's going to be Big Ten tournament or bust for this team. But
yeah,
you get one of those, then hey, you know what, maybe magic happens in the Big Ten tournament.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Yeah, it was funny. I was sitting there watching the game, Wisconsin game, with my wife, Chelsea, and Will went to the line, and I was like, there's no way he makes both of these. Probably misses both. Yeah. And it had nothing to do with Will's talent. It was like he hasn't been in this situation, and that place is rough, and it's a lot of pressure. Just let alone being in your first like starting spot, but especially at Wisconsin and down, it's just, I'm like this is crazy. If he makes these, it was crazy. And it didn't look bad. He didn't brick them completely, no. But it's just a tough spot to be critical of a guy like that. And what was I going to mention? I'm curious what you think of Juwan as the guy. There's been, you know, squeaky wheels getting the oil on social media talking about Juwan's coaching and all this. I have my opinions on it, but do you think Juwan is the guy? What have you seen that makes you believe that he is the guy?
I think he runs great stuff. You know what? Everybody's like, oh, they don't do anything on offense. And I'm like, man, you haven't been watching the same team that I've been watching over the last 4 years. That's a bunch of crap. You know, I think the more experience he gets in game coaching and with substitutions and things like that, the better he's going to get. You're comparing him. Everybody forgets this is his first head coaching gig. Doesn't mean that he doesn't know basketball, but there is a difference between being an assistant and being a head coach. And everybody thinks it's a pejorative when you say inexperienced or in a it's not, but you look at John Beilein and all those games that he's been in, he's learned from, or Tom Izzo. You know, Tom Izzo was dog shit his first couple of years at Michigan State. You know what? And then all of a sudden, you know what? You get in these situations and you learn. I don't think there's any question that Juwan Howard knows X's and O's and that he's committed to it and that he's a good basketball coach. And that doesn't always translate into good seasons. We've seen it with John Beilein too. And everybody gets on me. You hate Juwan. You're so critical. And I'm like, man, I always call him like I see him, you know? And when John lost, and I think it was 2016 to Ohio State at home, and it looked like the program was, you know, tailing off. I said, man, it's now or never. He better turn this shit around. Otherwise you're in trouble. Yeah. And he did, you know what? Because he's got all those years of experience. So, I think he's still figuring out roster construction, the number one. Okay. You look at, for example, it got clunky last time with Musa Diabate and Hunter Dickinson on the floor together. Yeah. You still got to have more shooters out there. And I think he's, you know what? Number two, though, in this day and age, it's harder because guys are leaving all the time. You know, if you had Caleb Houston out there and Musa Diabate, this is a different team. And Frankie Collins, who bolts just because you went out and got a portal guy who you needed for depth, you know? But that's what Frankie does. So, you know what? When you're recruiting a kid that's been at four different high schools in 4 years, that's going to be a risk. So these are things you learn as a head coach.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it's very underrated how hard being a head coach is, let alone your first experience and when you're at such a big program, and then to be tainted by having your first 3 years of success just be so good. And like, listen, Franz and Livers, those two guys, having them on the wing will win you a lot of games. And then when you combine Hunter with that, I mean, like, the teams he's had has been incredible. This is a learning experience. I think failing is the best thing you can do to learn. And in game, this isn't a negative. Beilein was a hell of a preparer, right? He game planned like nobody else. In game, there were still times where he was figuring it out and piecing it together. And there were times I'm like, hey, like, can we figure this out? Like, we got to change the plan. And so it's not easy. Like, even the best coaches get in the middle of the game and there's a lot going on, and it's, you know, you'll make a mistake. And sometimes that's a, you know, it could be a first round game and you get upset and that happens, or you figure it out and you go to the Final Four. I don't know. It's a very fickle thing. And I think people don't really appreciate just how hard it is to stay that consistent. But his stuff is really good, man. Offense in the last this past year has been incredible. The sets that they've evolved over the last year, I think last year they kind of looked at Hunter a little too much and they just kind of dumped it down. This year they've evolved a lot and they're still trying to figure it out. I think in the second half against Wisconsin, they reverted back to kind of what was comfortable, and it was some high ball screens. And, you know, you get in those situations and these guys trying not to lose a game, right? They're like, oh, right. We're so close. So the execution goes down and you say, why would it go down? Like, why would your execution go down? Well, you say, okay, let's run the clock. Let's run the clock a little bit. So those first 15 seconds, you're not running the offense hard because you know you're not trying to score. That's not good. I think that's just, it's a very natural tendency to have. Oh, hey, Kitty. Yeah. It's a very natural tendency. And you see it all the time, especially in the Big Ten, where like these games grind to a halt at the end.
Yeah.
And nobody's really playing aggressive. But I think what Michigan doesn't realize is their trick up their sleeve is their talent. And talent is easy to guard when it's not executing. When talent is executing, good luck, dude. You're not stopping Kobe Bufkin from getting in the paint. And then good luck from there. You're not stopping Hunter burying you from 10 to 5 feet or finding somebody to dump it off. Like when you're really sharp is when they're really good. And I think they're figuring that out. I think sometimes they don't realize how good of a team they can be.
Right. Yep. And that confidence, like we talked about, you know, and making those winning plays, you get a taste of it. And then I think it changes everything and you start getting on a roll. And that's why, man, if they could have pulled out that Indiana game, you know, then you think about that, or the Iowa game, or just one of these, it's like, man, then we've got this whole different conversation going on here. And I really thought the Central Michigan game was good for them. And from the sense that, okay, they came out against Maryland and I saw a different team than I'd seen the entire year because they were embarrassed and they're playing with a chip on their shoulder. Yeah. We saw them going over ball screens. We saw Doug McDaniel kicking it up to another gear, which is what Juwan Howard's been challenging him to do. So, but then you just hope that, you know, it continues and it's not just a one-time thing and you don't have that up and down, which is what we've seen. And, you know, if they could keep it at that one gear and get some of these guys who are going through the motions defensively, if we're going to call it like we see it, on board, then I think that you've got the makings of a team that can compete against anybody in the Big Ten and can win a Big Ten tournament. So are they going to be willing to do that? You know, that's what we're going to find out. So we're going to see what these guys are made of. But there's no question in my mind that they've got a team of winners, guys that are used to winning, that want to win. But sometimes it just takes a little longer to figure it out. Again, like we've seen with some of Beeline's teams in the past, too. And yeah, so all this hot seat talk with Juwan Howard is bullshit. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, the guy was in the Sweet 16. You can say what you want about the regular season last year, and yeah, it was a little disappointing. Somehow they found a way to win at Ohio State last year without Hunter Dickinson, a great coaching job by Juwan Howard, and then get to the Sweet 16. You know, he's been to an Elite Eight. You know what? Like you said, Franz Wagner, Isaiah Livers, he's going to have to get a couple more guys like that and do a little more work on the recruiting trail or in the portal. But there's no question to me that he runs good stuff and that he can be a winner at a high level in this conference.
Yeah, there's just so much to figure out. I mean, I remember I didn't really pay attention at the time, but Beeline being on the hot seat my junior year. And it's funny to think back about it. Like Zach and I and Ben, who Ben never even played because of his condition, like we were his first recruiting class and we were into our third year. That's no time to let a coach develop any sort of rhythm in college. Like it takes 5, 6, 7, almost sometimes longer to like get in a rhythm of like, hey, I'm here. This is how I recruit. This is the player. People know that I'm here now. This is the system we run. These are the types of players we want. I mean, and when you get thrown a Beeline, it was a different situation. This is another thing I want to address because people say all the time, well, it was a different situation. Beeline got handed the keys to a shitty car and Juwan. It doesn't make a difference to me. Like, honestly, if you want to flip it, Beeline had a blank sheet to work with. It was completely blank. You know, you had no guys that were, you know, you couldn't, you know, you're trying to recruit and you're like, well, Franz and Isaiah are there. So like, I don't want to come because those guys are going to start next year. Like there was none of that for Beeline and he could just build up the culture. For Juwan, it's just a little more nuanced. So it's not the same thing. I want to be very clear to people that it's very different. Every situation is different. So yeah, patience. I just want to keep preaching patience. Uh-huh. And then let's evaluate in a couple of years and be like, all right, we gave him time. And it's not like you can't walk away from him, but like, Right. I'm all about giving guys a shot when it, you know, that the 10,000 hour rule, which is, you know, pretty bullshit when people found out, but it, that kind of lesson holds true there. It's like, give them time and then we'll evaluate like a big scope. Like, you know, any study you've ever seen, a medical study, like, oh, that you study it for 3 months. Like, okay. Yeah. Throw that one out. That's just right. It's not possible.
No. And you look at, I'll go for an example, go look at Jim Harbaugh. Didn't win a Big Ten championship, right?
It's the Michigan thing. It's
And, but you know what, there were people that wanted him gone after 2020 and you're thinking, well, you know what, that's kind of a unique season where they're not practicing. Half of their team is sitting out and it's like, are you really going to throw the baby out with the bathwater here? And you know what, you still got who was at least at one time, one of the best coaches in football and he's been close. Right. So if you're starting over again, then you're going back to square one, but to Ward Manuel's credit, you know what he said? Okay. We're going to cut the pay, but we're going to stick with him. And like you said, man, all of a sudden here you are. The same thing with Dabo Swinney at Clemson, you know, using the football analogy, sometimes it takes time. So this is one of those years where you look at, okay, people are going to point to the regular season record over the last couple of years and say, okay, well, this thing's trending in the wrong direction.
All right, let's get out of here before any more issues pop up. But I want to ask you about football because you've been covering it for so many years. What's your outlook for next year, recruiting, team? It's so many things I don't even pick up an article to read because I like, okay, I'm way too far behind. But like, give me your quick thoughts on the team next year.
Yeah, it's the way it used to be before this stupid internet thing, you know? It's like you read it in the newspaper, spring ball starting. Oh, good. What do we got this year? But you know what? Lots of talent coming back, man. That sophomore class, freshman to sophomores is elite. That's why this team and this program is going to be in good shape for several years, I believe. But, you know, J.J. McCarthy coming back, he's still got that chip on his shoulder the way they went out against TCU. Should have won the game, and he knows it. He gave us one sentence, Stu, in his post-game presser and basically said, we'll be back. And I'm like, all right, I'm good with that, man. Go out and be pissed off and come back. And you know what? Blake Corum coming back is huge. I think that defense is going to be good. The coaches we've talked to say that defensive line should be even better, even without Mozzie Smith. Dang. With some of these guys, Kenneth Grant, Mason Graham, if they can find a couple pass rushers, I think Derek Moore is going to be that guy. So got to find one more corner. They like Amorian Walker at that position, moving from wide receiver. But you're going to see a team that I think has the fourth best odds to win it all. It would be very disappointing if they weren't playing against Ohio State again for the right to go to the Big Ten championship game. So, man, good times for Michigan football. Michigan hockey's rolling. So get basketball back where it's supposed to be. Yeah. And it's going to be like the 1990s all over again, the years you were probably born.
So, yeah, that's something I didn't experience. So, yeah, that'll be fun. It would be fun to see, get it all together. Yeah, it's cool to see Harbaugh have success. I remember after that 2020 year when people were kind of down on the team a little bit. And I was like, okay, this is obviously because it's a sports and it's romantic. This will be the year that he does really well. And they did, made the playoffs and were, you know, a little disappointed, but it was cool to see him get back. And I was like, all right, this is sustainable. And they're chugging now. They're chugging along. So it's cool to see them, but man, it is nerve-wracking. I cannot imagine one weekend at Illinois just wrecking your season and you're like, wow, we just escaped with a field goal win. And like, you're just down for like, you just, you know, not focused for 10 minutes and there goes your season. It's
right.
Football is crazy. Football is crazy.
It is. You get 12 chances, right? And that's the thing. You screw up once anymore, you know, with the way the playoff is and the playoff will be expanding. And that's a good thing, I think, because if you get a couple of those and you're still one of the best teams of the year, then you're of the season, then you have a chance to prove it. So I like it. It's much more fun to cover a winner, Stu, covering your teams in the Final Four. You know, I'll never forget that first Big Ten championship team and with 20 something years. You know, that you guys did was amazing. And so it's been a lot of fun, man. Hopefully I got a few left in me.
Yeah, no, it's great. And I'm excited to follow along. I literally just subscribed to the website.
Awesome.
So I'm now a paid subscriber. So congrats on that for having me. But I'll be following along. And I really love what you guys do. Let everybody know where we can check your stuff out.
Yeah, thewolverine.com. Come over and sign up. $29 until football season. And, you know, and then I think it's $99 a year after that. So what do they say? The price of a cup of coffee a day or something like that. Although coffee's not like $6, you know, at Starbucks or whatever. So
I've never made more coffee at home before work in my entire life. Yeah.
There you have it. Yep. So I'm excited to have you back too. I don't know if you know, they've got a big mural of your shot. Did you know that painted on the wall?
Do they?
Michigan, no, they don't.
But, okay, I was like,
but I think they should.
Mural, I actually, when you said mural, I should have known, but I was like, a picture? Yes. Is there a picture somewhere? No.
That would be sweet. Well, there should be, man. Like, yeah, and your jersey hanging in the rafters. You guys did change the culture in all seriousness of that program, and Michigan fans should thank you for that. So looking forward to seeing you in Novak this weekend, and have a great time, man.
Yeah. You going to be there?
I'll be there, absolutely.
All right. All right, I'll have to come say hi. Nancy Douglas will be there.
Awesome. I can't wait to see her.
We'll come say hi.
One of the, they were so much fun. We used to go out for a couple of beers with them. I'm not going to tell you the stories because I don't want to ruin your illusions of your mother.
That's good.
But just great people, both of them, your mom and your dad. So
yeah, they're excited. I'm excited to have them back, and my mom is giddy. So it'll be fun. Awesome. But yeah, we'll see you there. Chris, I appreciate you coming on. Maybe we'll have to have you back on next year before football season and talk some great sports. But yeah, appreciate you.
You bet. Thanks, Stu.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.